Really, on the injury update, really is not much new to report other than David had a dislocated shoulder. He'll be day to day. It's not season ending or anything of that nature. He's doing fine today, and he's got, tomorrow the players have off, and we'll reevaluate it as far as his practice availability on Wednesday.
The injury occurred on a touchback. It was something that maybe you report to the league or you were upset about?
Well, I mean, it's whether you like it or not, it was a legal hit. It's allowed in the game. I'll leave it at that.
So is it a situation in Fox where it just like pop back in? That's why he's available or not season-ending?
Yeah, I think Omar Bolden had a very similar injury a year ago. It's not, no injuries are exactly the same. But, it's something that can be dealt with. Obviously, it's painful. But, David's a tough individual, and our medical people will, treat it, and we'll see where he is on Wednesday.
Because after going back and looking at the film, how'd your offensive line do, especially in the run game?
Well, I think our efficiency was pretty good. I mean, you're always looking for better. I think one of the areas that we addressed was short yardage. We were 100% 3 of 3 in that area. So I think, all in all, it was a good first outing.
What did you see from Roby as camp progressed that made you believe you could trust him in that moment? Last night he played more than Chris Harris, with Webster down or inactive. What did you see at the end of camp that made you believe he was ready for that moment?
Just his progress. You could see him getting more and more comfortable in the scheme, in the fundamentals, where he fit in coverage as far as leverage. And it's a tribute to him and how he's gone about his preparation. So I've seen steady improvement really all through the preseason and into week one of the regular season.
Coach, how invaluable was that for him last night? Talk about Roby. He was matched up a lot against Reggie Wayne, who's been around for a while.
Yeah, no, it's, I thought our secondary played pretty well. You mentioned Reggie. T.Y. Hilton had, taken the top off of a lot of defenses in our film study. So not just Bradley. I think the whole secondary, not that it was perfect by any stretch, it never is, but all in all, I think did a good job. In fact, some of our breakdowns were more really on intermediate to short routes where we might have made some errors. Bradley did a good job on a very good receiver.
Much larger issue in the NFL today with Ray Rice. Your thoughts on how that was handled? Did you see the video by any chance?
No, I haven't really had time. I've seen a lot of other videos, but I think, I really, my personal feeling is no place for it in our league or really in our society. And we address it with the team. The league obviously is pushed out information in that area, to the players as far as the, penalties and repercussions of any charge in that area. But it's something our guys, I think, understand. Knock on wood, have done a good job to date and hopefully maintain that moving forward.
You address it with the guys today or over time?
Yeah. Oh, no, we've talked about it before. Right. There's a whole list of do's and don'ts in our league, so that's always been one, but it's kind of been highlighted here of late, and the penalties stiffened.
How'd Von Miller look in his first full game action, or limited but full game?
I think Von played well. I think he'd tell you, and I'm telling you, I think he's capable of better, just like everybody in that room right now. So, all in all, I think he and Chris Harris both coming off of similar injuries. I thought responded pretty well.
What about Brandon Marshall, first start? I know he got some in the preseason, but how do you think he handled the leadership role he had to take there?
I thought he did well. I mean, he can do better. It's nothing like that first regular season game. I mean, the speed of the game picks up. Obviously, the length of your playing time. I think he had 76 reps. Just on defense, and that's not counting his special teams count. So we've got to do a little bit better job of maybe taking some of those, pitches off of him. But, all in all, I think he did well.
Coach, along that line, Danny Trevathan, right where you expect him to be as far as recovery?
Yeah, he's had no setbacks. You know, he's been really good, spent a lot of time in that training room. He got off his crutches over the weekend, was at the game, obviously, not on the sideline, but he's making good improvement.
Talk about Harris. You mentioned how pleased you were with the secondary, but seeing what he was in his kind of first real action, and 7 months ago he busts his ACL. I know you've seen a lot of comebacks, but is that still pretty impressive?
Very impressive. You know, again, you know, people just hear ACL, and you know, then 6 months later they talk about the jersey number and the guy and all that, and there's a lot of pain and suffering that you know, went into those 7 months. And you know, guys like he and Vaughn, you know, I think you know, it's pretty impressive, you know, the work and the rehab they did to get where they are now.
Well, along those lines, and to see Quentin Carter back out there after 2 years out of football, basically. You have time to enjoy a feel-good story, even though you
had. Yeah, no, I think, you know, Quentin, you know, I think our personnel department showed great patience. You know, he's a guy that we invested, you know, a pretty solid pick in a couple of years ago. And, you know, really didn't have a lot of action. He had what is can be a problematic type of surgery and a microfracture. And I think maybe the time off a year ago really helped that. And he's had no issues and, you know, given it extra time to heal, which – I think it's beneficial for a guy moving forward. So, you know, Greek and his staff do a terrific job, and obviously Quentin has too.
Any explanation for the drops, especially start that second half?
You know, not really. I mean, we, you know, marked it as 5 drops, you know, something we had to clean up. And, you know, we always talk about, you know, flawless execution, and it's an area we can improve at and something we'll work hard this week in preparation for Kansas City. Yeah, he's, you know, we missed him through the preseason. You know, so it was good to get him back. You know, we saved him the last 2 weeks of the preseason to make sure, you know, knowing how valuable he is in some of our 2 tight end sets, you know, in the blocking element in particularly. But he's healthy, and, you know, I thought he played very well.
Last year, 3rd and short was often a passing down. I think Goose said it was a crazy percentage of how often you guys threw it, 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2. Last night, as you mentioned, you came out running in those downs. Are you trying to establish a little more of a physical mindset with that the offensive line that to trust them in those situations, or was it just that fit the game plan, that alignment?
Kind of all of the above. I think, you know, what happens is, you know, kind of the essence of football, you know, old school, and I'm kind of that way, you know, is having the mindset to run the ball and having the mindset on defense to stop the run. And, you know, that's where it kind of gets down and dirty. The game's changed so much, so it's sometimes gets lost in translation. But, you know, something I think that we've emphasized and worked on, you know, whether it's ball security, you know, the different color footballs. I mean, you know, you grow up and life kind of, you know, figured out you know, get what you emphasize. And so it's something we emphasize all through camp, even in the off season, you know, as a coaching staff and, you know, even out on the field with the players in the preseason.
That onside kick, is that one of those where you can't really simulate it in practice and it's good to have it early so later?
You know, we were close. It was kind of a short hop. The kid kicked a very good kick. You know, a little bit of miscommunication. You know, Eric Decker did that for us a year ago. You know, Julius was the backup. And so, you know, that's his first live one. You know, obviously that'd be something that we work on a little bit this week. Yeah, I mean, you know, a 53-man roster, all right, they're on that. And, you know, we make decisions every week independent of the week before or, you know, based on, you know, preparation, matchups of our opponent. But they'll definitely, you know, be in the mix and eligible.
What was the issue with Unrein? It's just you have enough depth and versatility that, like you said, it's just matchups sometimes. He and Vic were battling for the last spot. Was it just – had enough depth to cover?
Well, I mean, you know, you never know exactly. You know, you have to get down to a 46-man team, you know, an hour and a half before kickoff. And so it's math, you know, and sometimes it'll, you know, it'll vary all season long. It's never, you go back and look at last year's inactives, they don't stay the same.
What did you, after the game, I don't know, there's a weird sense, wasn't the typical elation from victory. that you normally did you sense that also, that, you know, I guess because it was 31-10 at one point, finished 31-24, that it was almost like there was a disappointment in victory type of feeling?
No, I think, you know, you try to set a mindset, you know, here, where you're not like this, you know. I don't think there was disappointment, you know, as I told the team. I mean, you never make excuses for W's in this league. I don't care if it's 1 or 21 or 101. You know, they still go in a W or an L. And it's hard to win in this league. You know, you're competing against 31 other, you know, teams that are the best in the world at what they do. So, you just take one week at a time and, you know, try to stay even keeled. And, you know, we'll make the corrections. We'll learn from this. Guys won't be sensitive. They'll take coaching. And then once that's done, we'll get on to Kansas City.
Do you think it's at all kind of a reflection of just there's a higher standard? Maybe not disappointment, but we want to be better for a full game? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I would hope, you know, that everybody, you know, in that team room right now is looking to get better every day, every week, every play, moving forward. So that's how you improve as a team, and you know, I would hope we had that mindset moving forward.
Julius had such a breakout year last year. It was hard to see where he could improve, but he talked about, you know, not resting on his laurels and improving. What areas did you see growth in this summer?
Well, I think probably the biggest thing is just you know, his confidence. You know, compared this time this year to last year, you know, his feel for the game. You know, he's been in a lot more situations now as it relates to the National Football League, whether it's in the blocking element or even the passing game. So he's improved, and I'm sure he's a lot more confident.
You've spent a lot of time on defense in the league. Is that one of the most difficult types of players to deal with, size, with speed?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's the whole group. You know, you kind of have to, when you're on defense, you have to pick your poison. You know, you can't double everybody. You run out of numbers. And, you know, and I think, you know, part of what makes our offense successful is we do have those weapons and we got the trigger guy. And, you know, he can decipher what exactly is taking place, you know, in an instant and, you know, feed the ball to, you know, the guy the defense might be light on.